弟兄姊妹平安，今天很高兴来向大家介绍我们的讲员。I'd like to introduce our speaker today. 我先，I'll speak in Chinese first and then English. Pastor Cole Mizell 是我们教会青年部的助理牧师的候选人，他毕业于三一神学院道学硕士项目，最近在 Itasca。The Orchard 教会参与教牧方面的服事。Pastor Cole 和太太 Kayla 他们也是刚刚结婚。那师母呢，是在 Carrie 的一所私立的基督教学校担任艺术方面的老师。Pastor Cole 和 Kayla 他们两人同心事主，他们也非常期待神在他们下一步的丰富带领。Pastor Cole Mizell is a pastor candidating for our assistant pastor with a focus on youth ministry position. Cole studied for his Master of Divinity at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Deerfield, and recently served on the pastoral staff at the Orchard EFCA in Itasca. Cole recently married his wife Kayla, who is here with us this morning as well.And he works as an art teacher at a private Christian school in Cary. And now they partner in ministry. Cole and Kayla are excited to see what God next in their store. Pastor Cole, please.
So it's 1983 in Sydney, Australia.
1983年，澳大利亚悉尼。
And registration has begun for the longest running race in the world.
世界上最长的赛跑开始报名了，名字叫做悉尼到墨尔本的超级马拉松。
The Sydney to Melbourne Ultra Marathon.And this 875-kilometer race,
总距离为875千米,
this 544-mile-long race,
544英里,
is a distance of over 20 regulation marathons, just a massive distance.
有大约有20个常规马拉松赛跑的长度。
And for this race, you know, young, strong, professional athletes, they begin to register.
那为了这次比赛，很多年轻的、强壮的、专业的运动员都开始报名。
When in strolls an old, frail man by the name of Cliff Young.
那在这支队伍当中，也有一位不太年轻的、身材也比较薄弱的61岁的牧羊人 Cliff Young 也在其中。
And Cliff, this guy, he's a 61-year-old shepherd.
他61岁，是一个牧羊人。
With no teeth because he says his dentures rattle when he runs.
他连牙齿都没有，据他说他在跑步的时候他的假牙会嘎嘎作响。
So needless to say, no one views Cliff as a serious competitor.
毋庸置疑，没有人会把他作为一个认真的对手。
Eventually, you know, race day arrives though.
最后到了比赛日。
All the athletes, they line up on the starting line.
所有的运动员都排好队在起点处聚集。
And the starting gun goes off.
发令枪响起。
And as all the other runners zoom out ahead.
所有的运动员都争先恐后向冲向前方。
Predictably, little old Cliff, he shuffles behind.
预料之中的是这位矮小而年长的 Cliff Young, 他落在了后面。
And he runs with an awkward shuffle, hobbling along.
他跑得很奇怪，拖着脚还有些颠。
Not with his arms pumping at his sides like everyone else.
他跑的时候不像其他人，他的臂就是前后大幅的摆动。
But with his arms straight by his sides.
而是他双臂紧贴他的身体来奔跑。
Now, obviously, Cliff, he was not as fast as the other runners.
显然，克里夫他并不像其他的运动员一样跑得那么快。
But you see, Cliff had one quality that the other runners lacked.
但是你也看到，克里夫他有一个品质是其他人所没有的。
Endurance.
忍耐。
Endurance.
忍耐。
You see, while all the other runners, they thought the only way to run this race
那其他的运动员都是这么想的
was to run for 18 hours during the day
他们要赢得比赛的唯一法宝就是白天跑18个小时
and then to sleep for 6 hours during the night
晚上休息6个小时
completing the race in about a week's time
并在一周之内完成比赛即可
Cliff, on the first night, he slept for only 2 hours
那 Cliff 在第一天晚上他只睡了两个小时
and then shuffled right on by the sleeping competition
那时呢对手都还在睡觉的时候他就这样拖着脚上路了
so Cliff he just kept on shuffling day and night some nights Cliff didn't sleep at all
那 Cliff 就是这样昼夜不停息的拖着脚来跑步有几个晚上他完全没有睡觉
so different from other runners
与其他选手所不同的是
Cliff was not fast
他跑得并不快
But different from other runners
那与其他不同的是
Cliff did not stop
但是 Cliff 他不停息
And little old Cliff actually won the race True story
那这位矮小而年长的 Cliff 最终赢得了比赛这是一个真实的故事
And it wasn't particularly close
而且呢，他是以大比分赢得比赛。
Cliff beat the previous record not by a half hour.
他超纪录不只是快了一个小时，半个小时。
Not by one or even 3 hours.
甚至不只是一个小时，或者是三个小时。
Cliff beat the previous record by 42 hours.
他超纪录42个小时。
When asked by a reporter during the race, you know, Cliff, you're in the lead. What's your secret?
那他在奔跑的时候有一个记者来问他你领跑的秘诀是什么呢
Cliff responded simply and I quote You just gotta keep going
那 Cliff 简单的回应我来引用一下你要不停的跑
You just gotta keep going
你需要不停的跑
You see Cliff won the race Why?
那 Cliff 他赢得了比赛靠的是什么呢
Endurance
忍耐
He didn't stop
他没有停息。
And this is the similar exhortation in our Bible passage today.
这跟我们今天教导的经文非常的有关。
Don't stop.
不要停息。
Cliff ran with endurance the race that was set before him.
Cliff 存心忍耐奔跑那摆在他前面的路程。
And Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 says,Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
希伯来书十二章一节说，让我们存心忍耐，奔跑那摆在我们前头的路程。
Now, in context, throughout the book of Hebrews,
那我们现在通关希伯来书。
The author he keeps repeating himself. He keeps urging his audience to get endurance.
那作者他在反复的强调，来勉励他的读者。要忍耐
and to beware of the opposite burnout
同时也要警惕忍耐的对立面就是耗尽
the possibility of getting tired in your race slowing down
那在奔跑途中人累的时候就会慢下来
taking breaks
稍事休息
stopping or sleeping
完全停止或者是睡着
and maybe even drifting awayTo leave the race track altogether, abandoning the living God.
也许就完全离开他原来的赛道，并弃绝永生的上帝。
So let me read you just a few examples here from the book of Hebrews.
请让我给大家读几个希伯来书当中的实例。
In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, the author says, We must pay closer attention to what we have heard, the gospel.Lest we drift away from it.
希伯来书二章一节，作者说：“我们越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。”
In chapter 3, verse 12, he says, "Take care, brothers and sisters, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God."
在希伯来书三章十二节，他说：“弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神。”
In chapter 4, verse 1, he says, "While the promise of entering God's rest still stands, let us fear, lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it."
四章一节，我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就应当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。
In chapter 5, verse 11, he rebukes them, saying, "You have become dull of hearing God's word."
五章十一节，他责备道：“你们听不进去神的话。”
And finally, in chapter 10, verses 32 to 36, he says this.
最后，希伯来书十章三十二至三十六节，他说
：“But recall the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction.” And sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised, which is life with God forever.
从三十二节，你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各种苦难，一面被毁谤遭患难成了戏景叫众人观看，一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人，因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也是甘心忍受。知道自己有更美长存的家业，所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就得着所应许的。
So let me summarize for you what's basically going on here in this book.
我们来稍事总结一下。
Apparently, these Hebrews are people who started the race well.
那这些希伯来人呢，是那些开始做基督徒的人，他们开始的时候奔跑得非常好。
They started their race fast and faithful.
他们开始奔跑的时候跑得又快又忠心。
But their pastor is now worried.
那他们的牧师开始担心他们了。
That due to a possible lack of spiritual endurance,
因为他们缺乏属灵的忍耐的。
They're in danger of failing to complete the race.
他们就处在不能跑完全程的危险之中。
Failing to obtain the prize of salvation through sustained faith.
他们就不能得着凭信而得的救恩的赏赐。
Failing to exercise the necessary perseverance to pursue Jesus Christ to the end.
不能追求耶稣基督所必须的忍耐。
So he tells them, "You have need of endurance."
他告诉他们，你们需要忍耐。
So how about you this morning?
大家今天上午怎么样呢？
Are you anything like the Hebrews?
我们是不是也像这些希伯来人呢？
Do you have need of endurance in the race of faith that God has set before you?
我们是否也需要在这条信心道路上？需要的这样的忍耐呢?
Are you spending time with God in scripture and prayer consistently, all the time, with endurance?
我们有每天花时间与神相处，有耐心的来读圣经，来向神祷告吗?
Are you remaining passionate to do good works for God, living for Him rather than for yourself?
你是否保有对神，为神行善的热情，为神而非为自己而活的生活吗?
Are you evangelizing others, sharing the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ to your neighbors and your coworkers?
那你有向其他人传福音，将耶稣基督的好消息告诉你的邻舍和同事吗？
Or are you taking a little break?
或者你现在就在信心的道路上停止不前了呢？
A little coronavirus vacation.
一个疫情的一个停息。
Endurance is hard.
忍耐是不容易的。
We know this. Endurance, it's so hard.
忍耐其实是非常难的。
And that's precisely why the author of Hebrews wrote Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3.
这是为什么希伯来书的作者这样写下来。
To teach the Hebrews 2,000 years ago.
在2000年前就写下这样的内容来告诉我们。
And to teach us today.
也是告诉我们今天的我们。
How to get endurance for the Christian faith.
如何在基督徒的生活中存心忍耐？
So our text this morning, it provides three tools to help us to get endurance, to run the Christian life not only well at the beginning, but well through to the end.
那我们今天上午的经文给我们提供了三个工具来帮助我们存心忍耐，奔跑前面路程的命令，不只是开始，而是跑完全程。
So if you would open your Bibles with me to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, or read on the screen, let's read together our passage this morning.
如果你可以跟我一起打开你的圣经到希伯来书12章1至3节的话，让我们或者看屏幕，我们一起来读今天上午的经文。
Verse 1 begins, Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses,Let us also lay aside every weight of sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们既有许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔跑那摆在我们前头的路程。
Looking to Jesus.The founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself.So that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
So the first resource the author of Hebrews gives us.
那希伯来书给我们信心、存心忍耐、奔跑前程的第一个资源。
To run with endurance the race that God has set before us.
继续。
Is to be encouraged by other Christians.
就是。让其他基督徒的榜样激励我们。
Be encouraged by other Christians.
让其他基督徒的榜样成为我们的激励。
Remind yourselves of those whom God has sustained to run their Christian races with endurance.
就是提醒你们自己那些蒙神保守、存心忍耐、奔跑基督徒前程的。
Find examples so you can know what faithful running looks like.
你要找到这样的榜样，让你。能够知道在这样的存心忍耐奔跑前程它看起来应当是什么样子的。
And so you can be inspired in your own race.
从而你在自己奔跑的时候可以受到激励。
So verse 1 it says, Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses.
第一节说我们既有许多的见证人如云彩围着我们。
Now, a cloud of witnesses might be a strange phrase in English or Chinese.
云彩一般的见证人可能是不管是在英文或者中文听起来比较奇怪。
But in ancient Greece, it was actually a common phrase.
那在古希腊它其实是一个常用语。
It was a metaphor that meant a large and unified group of people.
它是一个比方的一种讲法，就是很大。很合一的一群人。
Being surrounded by a large and unified group of people.
被一群很大的一群合一的一群被他们围绕着。
So there's a whole host, a whole crowd of unified people surrounding the Hebrews.
有一整群的人，一整群的见证人围绕着这些希伯来人。
And today, surrounding you and me.
今天也围绕着你和我。
I'd like to clarify, though, you know, this doesn't need to mean that these people are witnesses to us.
我稍作澄清，这不是说他们向我们做见证，是看着我们奔跑。
Watching down from heaven, us run our races.
从天上看着我们来奔跑。
As much as it may mean, instead, that they are witnesses to the faithfulness of Jesus Christ.
而是他们作为基督的见证人。
They're witnesses to God's faithfulness.
来见证神的信实。
To sustain and provide everything necessary to successfully run the race of faith.
保守并提供奔跑信心之路所需的一切。
So perhaps this is not so much a picture of Christian witnesses looking down from heaven to cheer us on.
这不是说有从天上的一群见证人来看着我们自己。
As it is a picture of us looking to them to be encouraged by their past stories of how they ran with endurance the race of faith.
而是我们来看着他们被他们的事迹激励和感动。
But who are these witnesses?
那这些见证人又是谁呢?
So in context, right before our passage in the beginning of Hebrews chapter 12,
那从语境来看，就在我们经文12章的前面。
We find a long list of faithful Christians in Hebrews chapter 11.
我们可以从希伯来书11章找到一个很长的忠心基督徒的名单。
So the author, he spends the whole time in chapter 11 explaining and defining what faith is.
那作者用了整整一章来定义什么是信心。
And providing examples of what faith looks like from different Christians in the Old Testament.
以旧约开始。 看到他们不同的这些圣徒看信心是怎样子的。
By faith, Noah constructed an ark, saving himself and his household from the flood.
挪亚因着信预备了一只方舟，使他自己并全家从大洪水得救。
Noah ran with endurance.
挪亚存心忍耐，奔跑向前。
By faith, Abraham, he obeyed when God called him to leave his homeland and to travel toward the promised land.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。Abraham
ran with endurance.
亚伯拉罕存心忍耐，奔跑向前。By
faith, Moses and the Israelites, they crossed the Red Sea to freedom from their Egyptian slave masters.
摩西与以色列人因着信就过了红海，脱离埃及法老的奴役。They
too ran with endurance.
他们也是存心忍耐，奔跑向前。By
faith in God,
因着对神的信,
by belief in God, an act of trusting in God,
因着对神的信, 就是对神活泼的信靠,
these and so many more Christians in the Bible found God to be faithful.
在圣经当中, 有这些还有, 其实还有更多的基督徒, 他们认识到神是信实的。
They found that God provided them with everything they needed to run with endurance.
他们认识到神信实地供应他们奔跑到终点所需要的一切。
And to ultimately provide forgiveness and redemption through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
他借着耶稣基督的生死与复活提供了完全的赦免和救赎。
But these were imperfect people. People who made, you know, many mistakes along the way.
这些其实都不是完全的男人或者女人，他们一生也是犯很多的错误。Even
the likes of Samson are on this list, men who made mistakes far more than they got it right.
比方说参孙，在名单上的参孙，他其实犯了很多的错误。And
so I think the point is not to be inspired by how great these witnesses were.
我想经文的重点不是说被这些伟大的这些榜样来激励,
but instead to be inspired by how great God is to have granted them the endurance to finish the race well.
而是被这位伟大的神, 他是如何个人性的赋予每一个完成他们路程所需的忍耐。
Let me give you just an example. I think the story of David defeating Goliath, I don't think it's primarily in the Bible to inspire you of David's amazing courage.
那我来举一个例子, 以大卫打败哥利亚为例, 这个故事在圣经的重点, 不是大卫超乎寻常的勇气来激励你。
Instead, I think it's a story primarily about God.
这而是关于一个神的故事。
The story of David and Goliath is primarily in Scripture to inspire you of God's amazing power.
大卫打败哥利亚的故事主要是激励我们看到神的大能大力。
For him to give his people victory even in the midst of an impressive enemy so that they could endure.
因为是神在百姓面对难以打败的敌人面前将胜利赐给他们。
And so this first section of Hebrews chapter 12, it's giving us a tool to inspire and encourage us to run with endurance when we consider God's faithfulness in the lives of other believers.
所以希伯来书12章前半部分给了激励鼓励我们耐心奔跑的工具, 即神在信徒生命当中信实的故事。
So, when you feel discouraged in your faith,
当你在信心的路程当中感到灰心的时候,
when you feel like God is distant and far away,
当你感受到神离你很远的时候,
when you feel like your sin is growing and your obedience is shrinking,
当你感受到你的罪在不断的增加, 而你顺服之心也开始动摇的时候,
remember,
要记得,
remember all the Old Testament saints whose faith God sustained to the end.
要记着这些所有的旧约当中的圣徒是神保守他们到底。
Be encouraged by them, learn from them.
要因他们而被激励从他们身上来学习。
Maybe read Hebrews 11 after the service today in your own time to be encouraged.
也许今天讲到以后你就可以花一段时间来读一下希伯来书11章。
And then bookmark this chapter in your Bible to return to the next time you feel discouraged.
可以在这一章放一个书签, 等到下次你感到灰心的时候, 可以重新回到这一章来读一下。
The next time you feel like your endurance is lacking.
当你感受到你的忍耐不在的时候,
be encouraged by Christians outside of Hebrews 11 in the Bible too.
你当然也可以被这个希伯来书11章以外的圣徒来受,被他们而激励。
Read their stories. Maybe read stories of Christians across church history.
你来读他们的故事, 也许你可以读整个教会史当中的这些圣徒的故事。
And ask your friends and family, ask people to the left and to the right of you right now, stories of God's faithfulness in their lives.
你可以问你的朋友, 问你的家人, 就问你左右两边的人, 神是如何来保守他们的信心到底的。
Do all these things to encourage yourself and to inspire yourself toward the endurance God supplies to those who trust Him.
让这些事情来鼓励你, 来激励你, 使你也有神所赐给那些信靠之人的忍耐。
Now, how can you know that this practice is really effective?
也许你在琢磨, 这些听起来不错, 那这些到底该怎么做呢?
Now, you might be thinking to yourself, you know, Cole, that sounds like nice and stuff, but how do I know this actually works?
也许你说, Cole, 听起来不错, 但是这究竟该怎么在我的生命当中运用呢?
How do I know that meditating on other Christians' endurance will increase my endurance and faith too?
我怎么看别人的故事, 看他们的信心就能激励我自己, 激励我自己的信心呢?
Let me provide an illustration.
那我来打一个比方。
It's called the Bislett Effect.
这个被称为, 毕斯雷特效应。
So in Oslo, Norway, there's this stadium that's unlike any other.
在挪威的奥斯陆有一个与众不同的体育场。
In most stadiums, you know, if they have just one track and field record, they make this giant banner and celebrate it like it's a really big deal.
那在绝大多数的体育场当中,他们通常都有一个田径比赛的世界纪录,他们会做一个很大的旌旗,以纪念这独特的成绩。
If a stadium has five or six records, people really freak out in the sports world.
如果一个运动场有五、有六个世界纪录的话，那人都会说这个运动场真的是了不起的。
But Bislett Stadium is a place where 65 track and field records have been broken.
但是就在这个毕斯雷特运动场，却诞生了65个田径世界纪录。
65—it's a massive number that for this. So, you know, naturally, people interested in track and field, they begin to notice this.
65个，这是一个很高的数字。那对田径有兴趣的人就注意到了。这一点便开始想一想为什么。
And they began to ask some questions.
他们想问为什么。
Why is it that when athletes visit this stadium, a shift occurs and some sort of magic happens?
那当运动员来到这个运动场的时候，发生了什么？有什么魔力吗？
What makes Bislett so special?
什么使毕斯雷特如此特别呢？
So scientists and sports analysts began to study what was going on.
那科学家和运动方面的专家开始研究，这儿到底发生了什么？
Eventually, they found the secret.
最后他们发现了秘密。
The secret wasn't the athletes.
秘密不在运动员。
The secret wasn't even the stadium.
甚至不是运动场。
The secret was the crowd.
而是观众。
You see, Bislett Stadium, it's a very small stadium. The track is narrow, only 6 lanes, so it's very tight.
这个毕斯雷运动场其实是一个很小的场馆，它只有六个很窄的跑道，甚至有些挤。
And the grandstands, they're so steep that the people are practically on top of the track.
那看台呢，其实是非常的陡，粉丝实际上是从上俯瞰下面的运动员的。
And so this creates an environment where the athletes, they hear and feel and experience.
那这种独特的声学构造营造了一种独特的环境，使得运动员听、感受，还有经历到粉丝就在他们身边。
They experience the crowd's presence like nowhere else.
他们经历到这种，他们的粉丝就在他们的身边，这是一种独特的、独一无二的体验。
And since the athletes, they so tangibly experience the shared moment of being in this race together.
因为运动员在比赛的时候，他们是这么切身的经历，就是好像这些人跟他们在一起奔跑一样。
They run better than anywhere else.
他们于是就比在其他的场馆跑得更好。
This is the Bislett effect.
这个就是毕斯雷特效应。
So I encourage you, make Hebrews chapter 11 and the saints within.
我鼓励你就将希伯来书十一章作为这个毕斯雷特效应。
Make other Christians in the Bible, in church history, in your life, family and friends around you.
使圣经当中的众圣，包括你生活、生命当中的这些圣徒成为你的榜样。
Make all these people the Bislett effect in your Christian race.
让这些所有的基督徒成为你奔跑途中的毕斯雷特效应。
Listen to the stories of other Christians.
你要听其他基督徒的故事。
Remember them, be encouraged by them.
纪念他们，受他们的激励。
And as you meditate on the stories of God's sustaining power,
当你端详于神保守的能力的这些故事上面，
you can find endurance from this Bislett effect of this great.Crowd of witnesses surrounding you and me.
你就从毕斯雷特效应当中，那些围绕在我们身边像云彩一般的见证人身上找到忍耐。
In addition to encouragement from other believers,
那除了希伯来书教导我们要从其他的基督徒身上来受到激励以外
，Second, the author of Hebrews teaches us.That you can gain endurance by laying aside weight and sin.
第二个方面就是要放下重担，脱去重罪，以存心忍耐奔跑向前。
Verse 1 says to lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely.
第一节说放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
Now, when this verse was originally written in Greek culture at the time.
那这个经文最初在用希腊文来写，在这个希腊的文化当中
，professional runners they were so aware of how extra weight and stuff hindered their running.
那专业的赛跑运动员，他们非常清楚多余的重量会影响他们奔跑的成绩。
That all the men ran their competitions without clothes, naked.
所以呢，他们就干脆完全不穿衣服，他们是赤身露体的在奔跑。
In this culture, athletes, they didn't even want their clothes to hinder their performance.
他们甚至不想让他们身上的衣物来减缓他们的速度。
Let me give you a modern example.
我举一个现代的例子。
Competitive swimmers know that even head or body hair,
那这些专业的游泳运动员，他们知道他们的头发和他们的体毛都会细微的影响到他们的比赛成绩。
Can ever so slightly slow them down and tire them faster, just barely.
就是这些细微的就会影响到他们的游速。
So swimmers at the highest level.
这些是那些高水平的游泳运动员。
They always shave off the hair on their arms and legs and everywhere, and they lay it aside.
这些高水准的游泳运动员会剃到他们身上、他们胳膊上、腿上所有的体毛。
Extra body weight is another example.
那
For many sports, being overweight physically makes you get tired faster.
就是说当你减重的时候可以让你游得更快。
It ruins your endurance.
那这个多余的重量也会破坏你的忍耐力。
So in all of these sports examples, we see that extra weight, even if small,
那在这些所有的比赛当中我们看到多余的重量哪怕是些许的重量。
It can slow down how you run.
它就会让你慢下来。
And speed up how fast you get tired.And run out of endurance.
就很快的来耗尽你的耐力。
So as Christians, if we're to run with endurance, we must lay aside every one of them.
所以作为基督徒，我们存心忍耐，奔跑向前，我们必须放下所有的重担。
Now there are two things we're told in this verse to lay aside to help us run with endurance.
现在这节经文告诉我们有两件事情要放下重担，要存心忍耐，奔跑向前。
The first is every weight, and the second is every sin.
第一是各样的重担，第二是每一样罪。
And so what this tells us,
那这告诉我们什么呢?
Is that some things slow down in the Christian life, they're, you know, morally wrong, things like sins.
那在我们基督徒生命当中，有一些让我们慢下来的事情，在道德上是错的，是罪。
But other things are morally neutral.
那也有一些事情在道德上是中性的。
Weight in this verse is anything that is not wrong.
那经文当中的重担不一定是指罪的，不一定是指错误的。
Not necessarily against God, not sinful in and of itself.
它不见得是错的、罪恶的，或者是冒犯神的。
But when you run, it gets in the way.
但是当你奔跑的时候，它会影响你来奔跑。
It hinders your ability to run with endurance.
它会影响你在奔跑的时候的耐心。
So, you know, most Christians, they already know that to run with endurance, you must lay aside the weights of obvious sins, things like lying and stealing and lust and greed.
那我们大多的基督徒都知道，我们奔跑的时候要卸下很多的重担，一些明显的罪，如撒谎、偷盗、奸淫、贪婪等。
But I also challenge you today to consider.
那我今天上午要挑战你们，考虑一下。
What are the morally neutral weights in your life?
在你的生活当中，有哪些是道德中性的重担呢？
Things that are not wrong.
那这些事情本身不见得是错的。
But they're slowing you down, sapping you of your endurance.
但是却会让你慢下来。消耗你的耐力。
Maybe your weight is a hobby or a form of entertainment that's not sinful.
也许并不是一些关于罪的方面，是你的一些个人的爱好或者是一些娱乐。
But maybe it's stealing away too much time that you could spend with God alone in scripture or prayer.
也许偷走了你原本可以与神相处、读经、祷告的时间。
Maybe your weight is a friendship, a relationship that, again, isn't necessarily wrong.
也许这重担就是友谊或者其他的一些人际关系，他们本身并没有错。
But it's hindering you rather than helping you in the race that God has set before you.
但是却会阻碍你，而非帮助你来奔跑神为你预备的道路。
Weight in this verse is anything at all that decreases your endurance as you run toward the prize of the kingdom of God.
那这节经文的重担可以是任何缠住你的、消耗你耐心的事情，就是当你向着神给你预备的奖赏和他的国度奔跑时。
So when you're considering whether to keep or to throw out something in your life,
所以你可以考虑你要让在这些东西在你的生活当中继续保持它们，还是你要完全的放下它们呢？
The question is not just whether it's a sin.
问题不只是说它们是不是罪，
but also whether it's a weight.
而是说它们成为你的重担。
Friends, let us lay them aside.
朋友们，让我们放下这些重担吧。
Also, note that you're instructed in this verse.Not to lay aside some weight and some sin.
这不是说来教导我们放下一些重担，脱去一些罪。
Not even most weight and sin.
甚至不是说绝大部分的罪，绝大部分的重担。
No, the phrasing in this verse is to lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely.
这些经文是在讲每一个重担，每一样容易缠累我们的罪。
This means you don't get to choose which weights to keep.
这不意味着你可以自我选择要留着哪些。
And which weights you don't really mind giving up.
要放弃另外一些。
You don't get to say, you know, I gave up lying, so I'm going to keep my lust.
我不可以说我不再撒谎了，但是我可以保持这些淫乱。
You don't get to make a deal with God and say, you know, I'll give up some weights that cling closely.
你不可以跟神做交易说，那我放下这些缠累我的重担。
But I'm just going to hang on to a few of my favorite ones.
但是呢，我要保留一些我自己特别喜欢的。
If it hinders your running, it will ruin your endurance.
如果这些会影响你奔跑的话，它最终也会破坏你的忍耐。
So you must give up these weights, every one of them.
你要放下这些重担，每一个重担。
And if you do, it will increase your endurance.
如果你真的这样做的话，它就会增加你的耐心。
Your run will be so much longer.
你奔跑的时候就会感受到前所未有的自由。
Your run will feel free and full of the joy of Christ.
你会感到这种自由，而且满有基督的喜乐。
Finally, the third means of obtaining endurance in the race of faith is looking to Jesus.
最后，在信心的旅程当中，增强忍耐的第三个方法就是仰望耶稣。
Look to Jesus.
仰望耶稣。
Chapter 12, verses 2 to 3 say this.
十二章二到三节这样说。
Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱。忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Now there are so many reasons why looking to Jesus will increase your endurance.
有许多的原因啊，让我们知道仰望耶稣来增加我们的信心。
Jesus is the founder and perfecter, the pioneer and the finisher of our faith.
耶稣是我们信心的创始者，也是成终者，是先驱者，也是完成者。
Now what this means is that the race of faith that God has now set before you,
这意味着神啊放在你面前信心的旅程。
Jesus already ran this race on behalf of his people.
耶稣已经在你的位置上跑过了。
And he ran it with endurance all the way to the finish line.
而且他是存心忍耐。跑完了全程，直到终点。
So if you trust him, he will forgive you of your shortcomings as his spiritual athlete.
如果你相信他的话, 他就会作为属灵的这个奔跑者来赦免你的一切的缺陷。
And he'll then empower you to run like never before as you trust in his perfect race in your place.
而且他还要使你得到前所未有的能力。
Until you reach the goal of life after death in the kingdom of God forever.
直到你抵达生命的目标，即你死后在神的国度当中与他永远同在。
Now, why did Jesus do this?
为什么耶稣会这样做呢?
Verse 2 gives us the reason.
第二节的经文告诉我们的原因。
Jesus endured the death on the cross.
耶稣忍受了十字架的羞辱。
Experiencing the punishment for the sins of his people.
承担了他百姓的罪罚。
Because of the joy that was set before him.
因为那摆在前面的喜乐。
Jesus knew that the pain and the shame of the cross would be great.
耶稣当然知道十字架的痛苦和羞辱是极大的。
But he despised the shame.
但他却轻看这些羞辱。
And what this means is that he thought nothing of the shame in comparison to the joy on the other side.
这意味着他认为羞辱与在另外一边的喜乐相比便不足挂齿。
Jesus knew that the joy of God the Father delighting in his obedience would be greater than the shame.
耶稣知道父神的喜乐就是父神喜悦他的顺服，而这样的喜乐是大的。
The joy of being uplifted to a position of power at the right hand of God would be greater than the pain.
那升至至高在神的右边的喜乐是大的。
The joy of saving his people from their sins and being reconciled with them forever would be greater.
拯救他自己的百姓，脱去他们的罪，并且永远与他们和好，这是大的。
So now you too can consider the joy set before you in your Christian race.
现在你也一样，在新鲜的旅程当中看到那摆在你们面前的喜乐。
And this reward of living in the kingdom of God with him forever will motivate you with joy.
你就可以让这种天国的赏赐成为你奔跑途中的激励。
It'll motivate you to run with hope and endurance even through difficult times as you look toward the joy of heaven as Jesus did.
当你像耶稣一样来看着前面的喜乐，你就可以在奔跑的时候是蛮有信心，即使
Verse 3 says to consider Jesus.
那第三节说要看耶稣。
Now to look to Jesus and to consider Jesus, it basically means the same thing.
看耶稣和仰望耶稣其实是同一个事情。
These instructions mean to focus your attention on him.
意思就是说把焦点放在耶稣的身上。
Look to Jesus and consider Jesus by reading about him in the Bible.
聚焦于他，看耶稣，仰望耶稣，就是在圣经当中来读到耶稣。
By praying to his Father in the closet.
在内室来向父祷告。
By talking about him with others.
与别人交谈的时候，你要谈到耶稣。
And by thinking about him moment by moment.
每时每刻都要想到耶稣。
Look to Jesus.
这是看耶稣。
At the end of our passage, we're told that Jesus endured from sinners such hostility against himself.
经文的最后，我们被告知耶稣忍受了罪人的顶撞。
And now if you're a Christian,
现在如果你也是一个基督徒的话,
when you now face opposition in your Christian race,
当你在奔跑信心路程当中遭遇这种反对的时候,
you can be inspired by how the Father sustained Jesus with endurance.
你可以从父神他是如何的来保守耶稣当中来受到激励。
And you can now endure as the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, lives inside of you.
你现在可以这样忍耐，是因为圣灵，基督的灵就在你里头。
And all of this, as verse 3 says, will keep you from growing weary or fainting on the racetrack.
如第三节所说的，这一切都是使你不至于疲倦灰心的。
It'll keep you running with endurance.
而是让你心存忍耐。 奔跑向前的。
Now, none of us run the Christian race perfectly or with perfect endurance.
我们当中没有一个人可以完美地奔跑这条信心的道路。
But thankfully, you know, among the sins for which Christ died when he ran his race.
但是感谢主，因为基督他奔跑了他的路程，他跑得非常的好。
They include the sin of not running with endurance as well as you should.
他会洁净我们的罪，就是在奔跑途中，我们有很多不完全的地方。
So if you confess the sin and shortcomings in your Christian race this morning,
如果你今天上午也可以来到神的面前，承认在你信心途中的罪与缺点。
There is forgiveness through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and there is power by His Spirit to live with obedience anew.
那么基督的生、死并复活便成为你的赦免，那么你也有圣灵来帮助你，来更新你这种忍耐的能力。
So let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
就让我们一起存心忍耐，来奔跑那摆在我们前面的路程吧。
By being encouraged by other Christians,
被其他基督徒来激励,
by laying aside every weight and sin,
放下重担, 脱去重罪,
and by looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣基督。
Pray with me.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we confess that we often don't run the race of faith that you have set before us with the endurance that you require. God, we sin and we fail often. We are so weak. But in Hebrews chapter 6, you tell us that Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf. So we thank you that you sent your son Jesus to run the race of endurance as a man in our place, and then to die with the sins of the world on his shoulders, enduring the punishment that we deserved for not running with endurance as you require. So if we turn from our sins and trust in this finished race of Jesus in our place, we can be forgiven, we can be made new, and we can be empowered by the Holy Spirit to become godly like Jesus, to run the race of faith with endurance. So God, please remind us this upcoming week to be encouraged by other Christians, to lay aside every weight and sin, and to look to Jesus so that we can run this race with endurance and joy. We pray in faith. Amen.